Hey, Bar Ninja Nation. Welcome to the Bar Ninja Podcast, where we talk about everything from trials and tribulations from life behind the bar to tips and tricks to make you a better bartender and a better drinker. Join your host, Bill Thornton, Kayla Logue, Charlie Williams, and yours truly, Mike Garrison. Let's go have some fucking fun.
I was recording.
Well, I think the cool thing that we're doing here is like, this is our launch, you know, the Bar Ninja Podcast coming out live for everybody out there to listen to. And we appreciate everybody tuned in, of course, that where we're just going to talk about what the best in the world is and what we're trying to be and how we're trying to help what is bartending internationally, why we love it, why we've been successful at it, and why every single one of you and every single one of us would like to go to a bar right now and have a damn good time.
Yeah. And I mean, that's kind of spinning into obviously the first podcast, which is, you know, really how important the profession is and why a bartender is, you know, it's hospitality. It's you're on a stage. There's so much more than just, you know, the title of a bartender. You play so many different roles, not only as being the bartender, but you are the reason people come.
Yep.
Right. So it's really dialing in on why the bartender is a bartender. And we talk about, what is it? It's the second oldest
profession. Second oldest profession.
Yeah.
Second to last profession.
Yeah. So it's just something. And even like when COVID hit, it's the largest like industry that was pretty much shut down.
Oh, completely changed.
Yeah.
What is now a, you know, one of the reasons I've kind of changed my life looking at a professional bartender, a lifetime career and gotten away from it. And so many other people have, but why we are doing what we're doing now is to bring that energy back. You know, if you want the blind guy to go behind the wood, just, I don't know, everybody. I guess call a tequila company and tell them to sponsor. Just kidding. You're on stage like you were talking about. Like, we all know that what people are doing and how you make them feel, even from an ownership standpoint or from a bartending standpoint, but one of my goals when I'm always behind the wood is when people are walking out the door at the end of the night or after lunch, they're going, man, that was so much fun. You know, like we had a good time. We got to come back and see this person. And as any bartender out there aspiring or somebody behind the wood right now, you just want to make sure people are having a good time. We don't take ourselves too seriously, obviously, and we really enjoy what we do. And we want everyone that sets down across the wood from us to really love the moment and to be able to take time out of their busy life, whether it's been a good day or a bad day, and just relax, have a laugh with us, pick on us, do whatever you want to do. Just enjoy yourselves. And, you know, I mean, maybe have some tequila. I'm just on that.
Right. Well, and what's the perspective on that, though, which is kind of cool, is obviously you've been a bartender and that's as a bartender, that's the role you play. Right. But you have to kind of take the fact that maybe some people don't take the profession to that level. Right. And so imagine, you know, you have a bartender that really is actually kind of shitty and doesn't have that personality, doesn't have that approach where they go in and they're behind the wood, as you say, and they don't have that charisma. They don't have that character, knowing the extremes of what you handle. Like, you could have somebody coming in there on a day where it's like, this is the best day of my life, or this is like, this is not a good day. And like, I need you to pick me up. So, and that kind of dials into like how important the profession is, not only as the role player, but also, you know, imagine if being a bartender and there was actually no bartender, right? With technology nowadays, the advancements of it, if that were to take over, if you go into a bar and there's nobody behind the bar, would there even be a drive to go to the bar? Like, if there was nobody behind
that point,
the bar,
you can just be in.
Yeah. It's weird. It's like Terminal A in DCA where you order off an iPad and someone just gives you a drink and there's like just a little empty feeling inside.
Yeah. Like, honestly, you know what? If we're thinking about it, like, we're talking about a first time in the history of civilization, we're seeing the change of such an old profession because of that technology.
I don't think it's going to stick, though, because it doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
You want a bar. You want the experience. You know, a bar is, you know, or even a bartender is like 25% serving and then, you know, 25% psychologist, 25% entertainer. You know, it's you have to be like well-rounded
Yeah.
It's not just opening beers and serving cocktails.
Yeah, exactly. It's not giving them the appetizer and making a couple of shooters. You're literally, and that's where if, you know, like the people that really just want to push a button on an iPad and to get a, you know, bourbon and Coke are the people that are going to have it sitting on their house at home. And they're going to have, you know, the machine that makes it. They're not the people that want to go out to bar and interact and meet somebody new, yeah, and have a laugh. And it's more important now than it has ever been when you are at the bar and you're sitting with someone that you don't know. And you just start being nice to each other and talking about whatever the hell you want to talk about, having a good time, you know, and the bartender is the social lubricant with that so yep. many times.
Yeah. No, and I think that really kind of paints the picture of, you know, really how, again, important the profession is. It's an actual profession, right? If you wanted to just push the button on the iPad, you can go push the button on the iPad, or you can, you know, go to the liquor store and buy and go home and drink, right? You don't go to the bar a lot of the times probably to drink, right? I mean, I know personally, sometimes when I go sit at a bar, I'm like, I want a good meal. I want to talk to somebody. I want to meet somebody new, and more so just in an interactive, fun way. And it's not about the actual drink that I'm drinking, right? Yeah. But like, and also you make a people even subconsciously, I think, make a lot of decisions based off what bar they're going to, based off of knowing the experience.
The bartender is the product almost.
It's a product.
Oh,
it's
like that.
It's so true.
We talked about it today. We were like, oh, we don't want to go there because it's got the weird bartender. And
yeah, no, it's like it can be the switch on or switch off, right? It's like, yeah, no, I'm going there because I know she's going to be there, or he, whoever's going to be there. Love him, love her, let's go. Or it's like, ugh. He or she might be there. I don't know.
And this is a good time.
Let's not do that. Bad idea.
I'm going to interject here because it's a good time to bring it up. Like, one of the reasons we were not going to go to a bar is because the bartender is known to be inebriated and always drunk behind the bar. So do not be that bartender, boys. Do not be that bartender. Like, you know,
it's not entertaining. It's not funny.
And that's not why you get into the job. And there, trust me, you're listening to a couple pretty professional badasses here. And we all been around. We've had our fun behind the wood. But we're never sloppy. We're always capable. And we're always, our guests come before us. And you know, having a drink behind the bar is one thing, but do not be the irresponsible bartender setting the bad pace. So that, I'm going to get off my soapbox. And I have a question for you, Kayla. How many times do you go to the bar and, you know, it's after work or whatever, and you know you're going to get an appetizer where you don't even know what you're going to drink? Like, you're just going into a bar because you want the social fun, meet somebody like, you know, me, because, you know, asking myself, I'm like, there's a lot of times I've sat down at a bar and, you know, arguably I'm a professional bartender, and I've sat down at the bar and be like, I have no idea what I want. Give me a glass of water and, you know, give me something, you know, give me an appetizer and I'm going to figure out what I want to drink. Cause I'm not showing up to, you know, I've been waiting on this Jack and Coke all day. You know, I'm just coming there to have some fun and enjoy the atmosphere, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, I would say the majority of times it actually is completely based off the social aspect. It's not really, I'm going to have a drink. I know I'm going to go sit at a bar and have a drink, but it's not my drive behind going to sit at a bar and have a drink. Is it the alcohol? It's actually the social interaction. It's the idea. And I can't tell you how many times I walk into a bar and I kind of pick the vibe, and then I'll act like I have a phone call coming in and I pick it up. I'm like,
face.
I'm like, abort, fuck this, let's go. And so then I walk out the door.
Got a call. We're gonna hit the Irish pub down the street.
No, exactly. And then I go to the next spot. So, it really does dip the atmosphere, the bartender. I mean, it's crazy how crucial it is, really, especially, yeah. I mean, like, I go eat by myself all the time. I go to bars all the time by myself. And really, the only expectation I have when I walk into a bar is, even if the food sucks, the drink sucks, but if the people I talk to and the bartender's cool, I mean, everything about that experience is going to be fine. Like,
right.
I mean, no joke. This actually happened. This is, I think, a good example of kind of what I'm saying here. So I walked in, I sat down at a bar. And I've been there before, but the people I know have always been great. The food's always been great, but I could tell they were struggling. This is kind of like right after the pandemic, everyone's short staffed, and I'm sitting there at the bar by myself. I just got off a long day of work, and I'm watching these people come in and just annihilate the manager, annihilate the bartender. Oh, yeah. And they're, but the thing is obviously the food's been like delayed. They're having issues just, it's just because they're short staffed and they're very busy. And I mean, they messed my burger up. My drink was delayed. But they were so nice and so attentive. Right. And the entire time I'm sitting there and I'm seeing them just get obliterated, but they're not one time, not once did they change their mentality, their approach.
Everybody and, stays positive.
Oh, they were so happy. Positive. And they weren't, it wasn't like fake. It was genuine. They were genuinely nice. And my bill, like they pretty much took the whole burger off. I mean, I think it was like $15 and I had like, you know, beers and a burger or whatever, but I literally left $50 tip. Off of $15.
And that changes somebody's, that changes yeah, the
no,
room
but I'm just saying, I saw day. Like what they were dealing with constantly. And, you know, and I'm like, you know what? That's, and I obviously don't do that all the time, but I recognized they took their profession to the next level. They took, you know, understanding like, okay, no matter what, even when people are giving us a hard yeah. time, we're still here and we're still, you know, if somebody come over here and say, fuck you, fuck this, but there's somebody else in front of
them. They didn't transfer their stress, is what we used to call it, which is hard to do or hard not to do. Because right. when you get yelled at, you want to yell at somebody else, yeah. you know?
No, and it's staying positive and yeah. setting the bar to where it's like, you know, hey, we're just doing our best here. Oh, hell, we've all been there. I mean, everybody's been in the weeds. If you haven't been in the weeds, you really haven't been in the industry. And it's keeping that mentality. And that speaks volumes to the importance that bartending and the restaurant industry represents in society, because we've all seen it where we're slammed and everybody's behind and the kitchen got weeded and the printer went down and somebody broke something in the ice bin and everything goes to hell, and just being positive and working our asses off, the customers watch it and see it all happening. And they're like, well, hey, what, how can we be in a bad mood? You're going to have your jerks. No way around it. But the truest of us all, the people that want to, you know, lead with love and enjoy life and just have a laugh, are like, hey, I mean, they're doing the best they can. We got a drink in front of us. We got a sandwich. You know, you see what is within the restaurant industry and how we work together as a team represents how easy it is to get along when the shit hits the fan. And you just try and keep your smile on and do the best that you can. And the people that can't handle it can go somewhere else. And the people that can handle it, those are your regulars.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I think kind of like the loop in terms of how important the profession really is the emotional connection.
The nights.
It's, and when I say emotional connection, it's literally the fact that when you go sit down at a restaurant, again, with the expectation, if you're by yourself, like you're sitting there because you want to talk to somebody. You want to have that engagement.
Yeah.
And so if you don't have somebody behind, like I said, as you say, behind the wood, there's no engagement there. So that really dials into how important really the profession is. There's not, you know, like, I mean, maybe
it's not replaceable with like AI or, you know, automation or robots or anything. You know?
Oh, even that cute little bartender on the J-Lot movie. I can't, I'm not even going to go into that. But anyway, yeah, like, I don't care how fancy. Yeah, it's the human interaction, and it's also, you know, you become successful. We all become more successful and even happier at our jobs as bartenders because we meet people, they become our friends, they become our regulars. So for you young bartenders out there that, you know, always say hi, always drop a napkin, always engage, but remember, how you make them feel is what's going to make them return to see you. And that's where you put the money in your pocket. And we're all trying to have a good time and make a little bit of money. So it's very much, you know, your energy is going to flow out of that room. Like we always talk about being on stage
with COVID too. And this like kind of generational change of bartending. It's interesting because we've gone to bars and not gotten a, hey, be with you in a minute, or throwing that napkin down and like, hey, waited, but I'll, you know, get over here in just a second. Like just the acknowledgement when somebody comes up. That's probably the most important thing you can do as a bartender. Yeah, just acknowledge a new customer. Even if you can't get to them, just let them know you saw them.
And all it takes is a hand wave, a head nod, and like, you know, they recognize that you recognize them. It can be one person. It can be a group of six. You know, it can be the simplest thing when you have a second to put the water in front of them. Like everybody's going to understand the bar to clientele are generally we're sitting at the bar because we want to be entertained and we want to have a good time and we want to have an experience. So when they sat down, it's the littlest thing that starts the ball rolling that's going to make it happy and easy for you to.
Yeah, it's first impression too, right?
First impression.
Yep, super simple. Like so much across life.
All right.
Good talk, everybody.
That's a pretty good first episode.
Yeah.
I mean, I really just want to give a shout out to Azul. I'm messing up the name.
Do we just keep talking and just wrap it?
Yeah, we can just wrap it. I think that's good for first one. I mean, we basically, you know, talked about how important bartending is as a profession.
Yeah.
Do we need to do like kind of like a closer to kind of wrap up in terms of what, you know, we're talking about in terms of.
Sure.
You want me to wing it?
The only thing I'll note, Bill, when you talk with your hands, it's coming through the mic.
I hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. You hear so.
It means I'm deaf because somebody.
No, I do hear that. And I was going to be like,
that is me. That is me the whole time. Yeah. All right. Well, blind guy and also have a tactile deficiency. Apparently.
We tried to make him deaf today.
Yeah. Tried to leave me at an airport yesterday.
He has the drum. He plays drums too.
Oh, I guess.
The blind guy plays drums. Right, he can't drive, but he plays drums.
We're going to have to.
We're going to duct tape your hands to your thighs.
You're going to have to do this.
Somebody cuff him. Somebody cuff him.
Yeah.
Tune into the next podcast where we put Blind Bill in a straitjacket, mic him up and hang him off the balcony. There will be laughter.
I mean, should we do any sort of wrap up of the first episode? Like kind of like to tie it all in? Because I mean, I feel like it has to be something that kind of ends it, right?
Yeah, because, yeah.
Do you want me to tell the story?
Oh, pink toilet the pink toilet story.
Okay, so I think that we can do this and like kind of, you can edit obviously. And
stuff. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We can leave it like it is.
We can leave it like it is too.
Yeah,
almost like it.
People like us being ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, Joe Rogan's first podcast was a shit show.
We didn't even tell the audience that Bill's a blind flair bartender either.
That's true.
It's because I'm deaf now and I have a tactile issue. We got a lot of problems.
He's blind and deaf. We have a huge problem over here. Hence why he's playing the drums. He thinks he knows how to do it, but he fucking can't. Also.
You are literally listening to the change of a lifetime right now.
Like, I think we can wrap up kind of this first episode. Obviously, it's super fun with, you know, given the inside of obviously Blind Bill having a pink toilet and still also wants to play the drums and all the things in the line. But
rock and roll.
No, I mean, I really think it really touches on, you know, until you really talk about it, or you really discuss it, or you really put it out there, like really how important a bartender is. And again, the topic of it, literally the title is how important the profession of bartending is. Right. And it comes down to the fact that, again, it can't be automated. It can't be recreated. And I think something like that, it's a niche thing that is literally everywhere, right? Which is so cool because you can have something that's niche, but, you know, when it starts to expand, you're like, all right, well, cool. We can overtake this. You cannot overtake bartending. You cannot overtake a person. You can't overtake the emotional connection you get from somebody or the profession alone with technology, which is what's taking over the world. And we all know that. That's not something we have to dive deep into, but I think it's really, really important to like really hone in and understand, you know, the reasoning. And it's a question always. It's the why. Why do you do this?
That's how we figured it out. We were like, why are we doing the podcast? And like, what is bartending? And we thought about it and then
it's like, because
man, this is kind of a big deal.
It's a huge deal. We were sitting at the bar where we talked about it. We were like, why are we doing this? And I was like, because literally this person just asked me if I wanted a beer. It's a person that asked me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, great. You know, I mean, I think
good ideas started a bar. I mean, what is every story with? Yeah. It's like, oh, we drew this on the back of a cocktail napkin. And
so true.
And countless civilizations. Like, I mean, everything you can think of is.
Well, again, it's the question of if the world is ending tonight, where, like, if you get the news alert, oh, asteroids hitting in 4 hours, what are you doing?
On the bar
happy hour.
So that's what I'm saying. And I mean, I would say there's a rare,
that's why it's going to be the second oldest profession.
Exactly. It's just it's one of those
or things. It'll be the second to last profession, sorry. Second oldest profession, and it'll be the second to last profession.
There's so many roles a bartender plays. There's on their own personal way, and but also the way they reflect the amount of people you come in contact with, the amount of probably the impact you make, right? I think the impact that I don't think a lot of bartenders, maybe even if you don't take it to that level, you don't understand the impact you play. You don't understand the stage you're on. You don't.
You're a psychologist without the stigma.
Right.
Oh, it's a therapist. It's, you know, a counsel. It's, you know, a comedian. You know, it's an actor, you know, a stage man and woman. You know, it's you wear a lot of hats when you're behind the wood, and you're doing it because you love it, and the people around you are enjoying it and coming back every time for more.
Yeah. Well, anyway, like I said, to wrap it up, it's a big fucking deal. Being a bartender, being a bartender, really, it's not something that you should never take lightly. And it's kind of, again, the whole reason we started this whole idea and really kind of just pushing out exactly the content in terms of, you know, as a profession as it is, why it's important, how it continues to be important, how it will continue to be important even through pandemics, through really whatever trials, errors there are. It's not a replaceable place.
Yep.
So
exactly. And we appreciate all y'all out there, and Bar Ninja out.
Till next time.
That's right.
Talk to you soon.